Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Dr. Pechier, the anaesthetist from Besançon, accused of giving his patients lethal injections between 2009 and 2017, was released from court yesterday as yet more charges pile up against him. Frédéric Pechier is accused of poisoning with intent 17 more people on top of the 7 patients to whom he was originally accused of giving lethal doses. 9 of these patients he is suspected of poisoning while awaiting trial. Frédéric Pechier will remain under legal supervision and is, of course, banned from practicing medicine. Will Nicolas Sarkozy face trial in the Pygmalion case? The Constitutional Council will give its decision today on the legal future of one of France's former presidents. The heads of the council will need to decide whether Sarkozy can stand trial in the same case of financial corruption for which he has already been sanctioned. Sarkozy's 2012 election campaign received far more funding than was legal. In a rare decision against a publicly owned company, the SNCF will be penalised for infringement of the right to strike. During last year's rolling railway strike, the SNCF refused to pay out for its workers' rest days. Now the SNCF says that this situation was already dealt with last summer. The Assemblée Nationale has voted to grant a premium for job precarity to workers on short contracts in the civil service. The payout will be issued to workers on contracts of a year or less from 2021 onwards. It will apply to short contracts worth up to twice the value of the minimum wage. The cost of the measure will be more than €400 million per year. Today is the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia in 60 countries. There was a marked rise in homophobically motivated attacks in France last year. According to the charity SOS Homophobie, these attacks were up 66%. And finally, the American architect I.M.P. has died at 102. I.M.P. designed the iconic glass pyramid which presides over the grounds of the Louvre. In 1983, I.M.P. received the Pritzker Prize, which is the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for architecture. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.